The knock on the door surprised me, but I jumped up, practically tripping over the coffee table in my haste to get to the door. My brain could barely wrap around the pale woman huddled on the doorstep. "Ray, what the—" I backed away to let him enter, but he stood rooted to the spot, with an odd expression on his face. Worried morphed to angry in a heartbeat. "I'm not carrying you over the threshold." Disgusted, I left the door open and went to the fridge to get another beer. Clicking the television off, I settled on the couch and launched into my litany of "where have you been's" and "why didn't you call's." Even mentioning his sister and her efforts to track him down didn't seem to register. Eventually, I wound down, aware that the neighbors now had a complete update on our business since I hadn't bothered to keep my voice down. "Look, Ray, I don't care where you were. You can tell me or not." I rose from the couch, expecting to see him sitting at the kitchen table, but he was still at the doorway, his head bowed. The hallway was dark, so it hadn't registered that his hair hung in lank strands, coated with something that looked sticky and greasy. The skirt and tank top were filthy, with the hem torn and tattered. He'd slipped the heels off, standing barefoot on the concrete. When he finally looked up at me, I gulped at the streaks of blood staining his cheeks, running along his nose and onto his upper lip. Swiping at the blood with his tongue, he whimpered, and madness flickered for an instant in his eyes. Soulless, flat, black, empty. That's when I knew he no longer belonged to me. Gasping, "What happened to you?" I felt the coldness snake up and down my spine. "Don't do this, Ray. Talk to me. Why won't you come in?" he sobbed. "I can't. Damn it to hell. I don't want to play games with you." Clenching my fists, I growled, "If you don't come in right now, I'm going to beat you to a bloody pulp." He smiled at that and murmured, "You can try." Fury had me close to shifting, something I'd never revealed to him. He knew I could do strange shit, but he'd never been up close and personal with a monster. I needed to get a grip. It couldn't, shouldn't, be about me. Something had happened to him, and it wasn't good. Quietly, I pleaded, "Please, Ray, come in and talk to me."